So now you're all incredibly clued up on Jonah. We are all just like Superman. And I don't mean that we have our underpants on the outside. No, no. I mean that we all have a superpower and we all have kryptonite in our lives. And so did Jonah. You would have thought that Jonah would have been totally wowed by the fact that God had spoken to him personally and had given him a special mission to do. But no, Jonah did not want to go. He didn't like the Ninevites very much, and he had a sneaking suspicion that God wanted to rescue them anyway. So he ran off in the opposite direction. Jonah's kryptonite was wanting everything his own way. It's amazing how we can all be like that, really. We feel God's nudge to pray or to help or to give, but we don't feel like it. And it might not even be a conscious thing. We might not sit there going, I'm not going to do it. It might just be, you know, we move against it. And you can tell that we do because we don't find it convenient to be doing what God wants us to do at that moment. So we run off and do other suddenly very important things. It's amazing how full your day can get when you think God might be asking you to stop and pray. It's only when Jonah's in the boat and there are other people's lives at risk that he finds his conscience. And then he tells them to throw him overboard. And you know what? It can be just the same for us. You might not be about to risk somebody's life, but how often do we not really take note of what God is saying or doing until we're in a crisis? Until it's really pertinent to us personally. And then we pray. But what about all those times when actually life's fine? What about all those times when what God is saying or doing isn't convenient to us, or we find it unsettling, or we find it, not what we would like? You know, I mean, I'm sure every one of us has been in a church service and thought, oh, I wish they had that song. Or, oh, I wish they did it this way. I know I have. You know, I bet actually if we all sort of had a look inside, we've probably all thought that, haven't we? Because it's, you know, maybe not what we thought things should be. But actually, what if it is what God is saying and doing? We have to maybe think about, you know, if things aren't convenient to us, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not what God is doing. Jonah, to his credit, does at least know which side of his bread is buttered. As he sinks to the bottom of the sea, he cries out to God, who causes a huge fish to swallow him. And notice something about Jonah. Where is it that he praises God? He didn't wait until he was on dry land. He praised God from inside a stinky, dark, and cramped fish belly. Jonah doesn't just say it. He acts on it by obeying what God asked him to do. Now, Jonah wasn't perfect. And when you go home, if you read the rest of the story, and the story of Jonah's not very long, you know, when you hear the book of Jonah, you think, oh my goodness. But actually, it's quite a short story. And it's worth reading to the end, because you'll see in many ways, he still wanted his own way. But here, he showed his true superpower. Seeing God for who he is and acting on it. It's called faith. And so it is for us. Our superpower is faith. That is, seeing God for who he is and acting on it. For surely, if we really see how God is both God Almighty and a loving Saviour, we want to act on his words as he speaks to us through the Bible, through other Christians, and through his Holy Spirit directly into our conscience. So today, don't let the kryptonite of wanting your own way, and it can be very sneaky. You know, sometimes we have to stop and think about our actions and our motivations, particularly as adults, actually. You know, when we're children, it's all so straightforward. If a child, you know, if my son wants a biscuit, he sits there and goes, biscuit, 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 until I give him one. It's so straightforward. But as adults, we have so much in our lives, and it can be so muddled sometimes. So when you're thinking about your words and your actions, it's worth stopping and thinking, is this about what I want to make me comfortable, or is it really what I think God wants? And then, of course, you have to ask him. Don't block your superpower called faith. Amen.